I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's estimated that only about 1 in 4 school-aged children in the U.S. get at least 60 minutes of physical exercise a day, as recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Kayla McGoffis is here to talk about ways to encourage your child to be physically active each day. Dr. McGoffis is a pediatrician and a pediatric resident at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. McGoffis, why is exercise and active playtime such an essential part of a healthy childhood?
Exercise is truly one of my favorite things to talk about and the best medicine, in my opinion. There are many reasons why kids should exercise. We know that exercise prevents obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. It helps students focus in school, improves sleep, boosts self-esteem, diffuses stress, builds strong bones and muscles, and the list could go on and on, Bobby.
What about younger children, toddlers and preschoolers under the age of 6? How much active playtime and exercise do they need?
We know in pediatrics, things vary by age. So toddlers being 3 to 5 years old need at least 3 hours of physical activity. Infants need at least 30 minutes of tummy time and interactive play throughout the day, so as much as you could fit in. And kids 6 years and older, like you mentioned, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity most days of the week.
And we know that parents play a key role in helping their child really become more physically active. What can they do, practically speaking, to sort of set the stage for a more active routine for their child?
I think my best piece of advice is to not make it a chore, but make it a lifestyle. Giving a child choices in every area is important, and encouraging new things. You can, as a parent, see if they're willing to try a new activity with a friend, for example, and truly finding activities that the whole family can do that are fun and don't feel like exercise or a chore.
And how can we get this active lifestyle to really settle in and stick with kids?
So just recognizing that everything is a domino effect and everything's connected with health. So for example, you cannot have great exercise and growth if you're not maximizing your sleep, if you're not minimizing your screen time. So for example, we recommend 2 hours or less of screen time. So making sure that you're placing those boundaries for your child and encouraging them playing outside, for example, and having those relationships outside of school or being involved in organized sports. Those are great practical things that parents can do.
And how might this routine of physical active childhood spill over into the teen years and adult years?
So truly understanding that we are building the foundation in childhood. So for example, I mentioned the bone density and muscle mass. There was a study that recently showed that if you are involved in sports from ages 5 to 17, for example, that leads to greater bone mineral content at age 20. And that reduces the risk of osteoporosis later in life. So there are many studies, many great effects of exercise that do not stop just in childhood, but spill over to adult life.
Dr. McGoffis, thanks for this information about a physically active childhood.
You're welcome, Bobby.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.